Starlifter TV. Mixed and meshed by Dr. Hitchcock.
Hello, Dr. Hitchcock here, and on the line I have Scott Dixon, DJ and one of the main organisers for Lab, a Melbourne-based minimal techno club night. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, Doctor. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And how are things in Melbourne at the moment?
Pretty fine, actually. Things are ticking along nicely. A lot of events happening and you know, a lot of exciting artists coming and going.
Cool. And the weather's, the heat's chilled off a bit?
Subsided, quite a bit compared to 45. It's at a pleasant, I think, 25 at the moment, which is nice.
Oh, far out.
Yeah, it was a bit much.
And so tell me a little bit about Lab and its history.
Lab's predominantly a minimal night, tech house sometimes, fairly dark techno sometimes as well, depending on, I suppose, how we feel. It's been running since about November 2005, so just over 3 years now. We've moved around a few different venues in Melbourne. We're not tied down to any particular club. We're quite independent, which is probably a good thing. It means we've got pretty much full control over what we do. And if we don't like a certain thing, we can change it or we try to fix it. So hence why we move venue to venue to basically find what's best for us. And over the last probably 2 years, we've been trying to bring out some underground sort of names that we feel are pushing the sound, as far as the minimal and the tech sort of sound goes. That try to keep it underground. We're not very, don't like selling out to the commercial sounds you might hear. That's pretty much it.
Cool. And what's the recent history of the minimal techno movement or scene that's kind of happening around the world at the moment?
Well, I mean, it was quite strong when we first started, sort of 2005 and 2006, even through to 2007. I don't think it's as strong as it was, last year and this year. I think there's still a lot of things happening, but I think the sound is, overseas especially, it's gone a bit more housier. Every time we get someone out here that we think is going to be fairly solid, is sort of come back. I said that it is quite house over there, and they all sort of play a little bit of that sort of minimal house element in their sets. Or not all of them, but which is quite surprising considering what they produce. What was the rest of that question?
What's happening? What's the recent history of minimal techno around the world?
Yeah, around the world, it's definitely, I think it's always going to be an underground sound. It's not going to get hugely popular, which is kind of good in a good way, in the fact that it keeps it personal and it keeps, the good people, not everyone sort of hears it, and those that do sort of find it are generally, pretty decent people, so, yeah.
Now, your most recent gig featured Matrix from Dallas, Texas. Tell me a little bit about him and how he came to be playing at Lab.
He's a really good guy. Same thing, he's been in making music for a long time, and we've been a big admirer of his for quite a while. He plays quite a different sound, it's quite futuristic. For the amount of music he's produced and released, compared to how big he is, he's pretty much like an undiscovered artist. I mean, the sound he does is quite amazing. And we just, we'd never been to Australia, like most of our artists had never been out here, and we just thought, it was a good representation of what we believe in, and the sort of sounds we'd like to sort of push. And so we just got in contact with him and organised a tour. We've hooked up some gigs for him in Sydney, up in Brisbane, and over in Perth as well, and got him out here. It was great.
Now, I heard that Matrix used quite an interesting setup for his performance. What was he using and how did it work out?
He did a bit of a mixture of performance. He did a bit of live stuff using a MIDI controller, and he had a touchscreen interface as well, and a few other effects and bits and pieces, as well as he also did a bit of DJing as well to mix it up. So it was quite an involved set, and it went off really well. He's an amazing, amazing performer. I was quite blown away.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what else is Lab up to this year?
In coming months, we're working on a couple of different artists. Just trying to finalise a few things. We're doing a bit of an East Coast special getting guys down from Cairns, Brisbane, Sydney, getting them all to come down for a bit of a local, national lineup. That's in April on the 18th. And then end of May, we're looking at either getting Elon or Bruno Fransato over. So again, some fairly big names as far as we're concerned, but probably unheard of as far as the general public are concerned.
And is there any plans to be coming over and playing New Zealand anytime soon?
We haven't really thought that far across, I suppose, the Tasman. We sort of go up and down the coast a bit, up to Brisbane and Cairns. But yeah, that's definitely a possibility. If there's some things happening over there, we'd be pretty keen to hook up with you guys, that's for sure.
I'll have to have a little whisper in the local minimal techno DJ's ears and get them to get you guys over.
Yeah, for sure. Get in touch with us. We're more than keen. Like I said, with the East Coast thing we're doing, it's all about sort of getting a good relationship going with the various states countries, and just keeping getting a good healthy scene sort of happening.
Cool.
And yeah.
And how can people find out about Lab Gigs?
Our MySpace is probably one of the better ones. Our email list is probably the best of all, which is lab.sound@gmail.com, or just MySpace, which is Lab Minimal. We do have a Facebook, which is sort of updating at the moment. So any of those avenues, pretty easy to find us. And we generally just do the mail out leading up to the gigs.
Cool. That sounds wonderful. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat, Scott, and good luck with your upcoming projects.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.
Starlifter TV.